When she was in college, Shante Barton Stubbs' father moved his church from Maitland to Paramore. Barton Stubbs didn't realise just how different life was only a few miles from where she grew up. She now runs a youth program. It's called the New Image Youth Centre, and it's helped more than 200 kids. She says it began with an encounter with a group of kids near a building that her parents were fixing up.
There were four kids who were across the street, and they were playing in a grocery basket where two were inside, two were pushing the grocery basket, and they were watching like the car swerve to keep from hitting them, and they thought this was so hilarious. So before I knew it, I just kind of screamed out, "Hey, what the heck are you doing?" And two of those kids came over, and one of the little boys cursed me out like you would never believe. But it was in that moment that I identified that these kids were creating their own activities, their own games, because it was nothing to do. And here we were, in the middle of the summer. But I remember summer camp for me was a norm. You always had something to do, or family vacations or something. So I invited those kids inside and played the only thing I had. But the only thing I had was a game of Monopoly. That one game of Monopoly I took out, and I began to teach the kids how to play. And we spent hours that day just trash talking, eating junk, and playing this game of Monopoly. So that was it. I thought it was over. The next day, my dad called. I was in class. He said, "You know those four kids you were with yesterday?" He says, "They're back and they have more." And that was just so odd to me that I had very little to offer, right? But it was so exciting to them that they showed back up at the same condemned building. And that is exactly how the New Image Youth Center got started. We named it New Image because it wasn't a youth center. It was just New Image. And that's because I wanted them to identify that no matter what they were coming from, they had the opportunity to create their own image of how people view them and how they view themselves. So now we're a full functioning program. We have things such as college tours. We have piano that the kids participate in. We have dance. We have step. We have MMA, mixed martial arts. We've had yoga. We have life skills. And so with these programs, they begin to dream big. It's exciting because you see them come through really tough times in their lives and you see them still staying. And then sometimes you see them make mistakes and you see them get up and get back on the right path. And so it's humbling because I don't have any children of my own, but literally I've watched these children become adults. It's almost been 20 years. Literally almost half of my life has been giving back and helping these kids see a new image, which is why we also are known as the good in the hood, because once they walk out that door, they can be the representation that there is good in every neighborhood. No matter your zip code, no matter your economic status, you can be the good. You can be the example. When they're leaving for college, the kids are sad. They're hugging them. They're helping them get prepared. And then when they see them back on the Christmas breaks, they're like, "You're back. You know, tell us about the experiences." And the kids are saying, "Hey, I want to do that." So I think that's the most humbling part of seeing your older kids now be the inspiration for your younger ones. Remember when I first started, I was the only inspiration they saw. But now they're seeing the ones that they grew next door to are actually doing amazing things, and they know that they're next in line. You know, this has been a very personal walk. We've had kids to live with us. We've had just a lot of situations throughout the years, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful beyond words that I was chosen for this work. And I say I was chosen for this work because, remember, it was my dad who moved this church here. It wasn't my idea, right? But when I got here, although it was very dark and gloomy and scary for me, I began to see the light. And I didn't know that I was part of the light that the community needed.
That was Shante Barton Stubbs, Executive Director of the New Image Youth Center in Paramore.